Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Sing it better, Marvin. Can't hear myself in my headphones.
Oh, no.
It was throwing me off. It's starting to come in now. I think I need better. I need a different set of headphones over here. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Have your host, James, here, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And let me double check. Yep, best listeners in radio. All you guys out there, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are here to have some fun over the next couple of hours. We're going to get into our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in just a little bit. We've got some other fun stories lined up for you that we will be diving into. Let's see here. How long it's science says it takes to actually form a habit. We've got that one lined up for you. Be getting into that. Got some entertainment news for you as well. We will be getting into including famous albums that were banned by Walmart.
I always made the news too.
Yeah.
Whether or not Walmart would ban an album back in the day. I remember a lot of you set the list, and I remember a lot of those happening. Yeah.
We say goodbye to a local legend, Wisconsin legend. And what everyday skill becomes suspicious if you're good at it?
Why are you so good at
yeah.
it?
Yeah. How come you? We'll get into all of that. It's a Monday, of course. That means in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have the kitchens open for you all lined up. All of this, and just between you and I, okay, just between the three of us, probably going to give away some tickets today.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, but don't tell the listeners. I want it to be a surprise to the listeners, so just
okay,
keep
mom's
it between
the word,
three
mom's
of
word,
us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We kick the show off, though. With just a quick note. We've talked about this over the years, and Carl and I used to get a real kick out of this. We've got a handful of listeners in the Florida area. We have our friend over in Alaska, at least a couple people in Alaska. Got people around the country that listen to us. And in a lot of our areas, it tends to be a lot warmer. And these wonderful individuals are now dealing with something that they are not used to in snow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed they are.
Because we my aunt Debbie, who is a proud Chicagoan and everything, she and her husband moved to Florida a while back. We got pictures over the weekend of their palm trees with like just a couple of inches on it.
Nice.
Her doing the whole thermometer thing with the tape measure of
how much snow.
Of snow,
nice,
and everything.
Nice, nice.
So I thought that hey, this is our wheelhouse, guys. This is something we can help with. So when our southern listeners and our warmer climate listeners are listening, I think every once in a while throwing out tips.
That's not a bad idea.
Help them out throughout all of this and everything, you know, because they're going to need it. They're going to need it.
Right, yeah.
They snowblowers. We Seth and I have a business idea. We're going to get a plow. We're going to go to
one snow plow.
Yeah.
Drive down to Florida.
We will
threaten people. No, I mean persuade people to use our service. Right?
We will do your driveway for $500.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got no snow plows over there.
Yeah,
they got
supply and demand, right?
Supply and demand. So I went.
Extortion.
I think. Oh yeah.
Just admits it. I love it.
Why should politicians be the only ones to get away with it? Come on.
Nice.
I do think also it'd be fun for the listeners. So the listeners, please feel free to chime in with those things. 715-424-2600. Keep in mind, we are a PG-13 show.
Yeah, that's right.
And with that said, I did want to start here. Anybody got a case of the Mondays? Anybody got a case of the Mondays? No, I'm really thirsty. I was asking, does anybody have
a case of the Mondays?
Of the Mondays.
Gotcha.
Coors Light.
Didn't know that was a drink.
It is now.
Yeah. It should be, right?
Yeah.
There should be a beer just called the case of the
Mondays.
Mondays. Yeah, just a beer called Mondays.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
There should be.
I mean, there's a bar called the Library. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's like 20 bars called Work. Or,
yeah,
you know,
bar,
so
yep.
go to work.
Yep.
Or, you know, I got to go to work after the, you know, all that. Coors Light got made fun of this week for an ad with an obvious misspelling. It was in print ads and on a big screen in Times Square. It said Mountain Cold Refreshment, but they spelled it Refreshment. Now it looks like the whole thing was a clever marketing stunt.
Oh, boy.
They just announced that they're temporarily changing their name to Monday's Light. So people can go out and buy a case of the Mondays.
Nice. Oh, brother.
There is a photo to go along with this.
Oh, yep. Mondays Light.
Seth.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the same script as Coors, you know, everything looks basically the same except it's called Mondays, yeah.
Refreshment.
Their press release kept up the claim that the typo was a mistake, but they had a whole ad campaign locked and loaded.
Uh-huh.
They even did a poll that found 41% of people think that the Monday after the Super Bowl is one of the worst days of the year. They're selling 12 packs of Monday's Light nationwide for a limited time. You can also win some by posting a photo of their ad runs during the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Everything's a marketing campaign.
Yeah, I like it. I got to give him a little credit for this one. That's clever. I'll give him for cleverness. Yep, yep. I'll hand it to him.
I think they should work on their flavor more than the marketing.
Agreed.
Ooh, Coors Light, yeah.
I don't know many beers that take more shots than Coors Light. I don't think there are many that do.
If you've ever had one Coors Light in your life, I mean, it's pretty
exactly
obvious.
Yeah.
I don't think that even like Red, White, and Blue or like Schlatz or like any of those.
Schlitz or any Blatz.
Blatz was the one I was thinking of. Even
Milwaukee.
They don't even take the shots that Coors Light does.
No,
it's kind of funny.
I mean, you can try to do it with like Pabst Blue Ribbon, but even that, I mean, at least their can is cool, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's just lightly flavored water.
Basically, it really is.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's like you would not surprise me if the same people that make Coors Light are the same people that make skim milk.
It's a cabal.
And we all know how you feel about skim milk.
There is a group of people. Like, this is the real worry. This is the real concern, people.
Now, to be fair, if you want to drink all day long, this is a good option. Because there's really not much in it.
It's true. That's very true. I mean, we get to a certain point, man, you're going to be like, you better be close to a bathroom. Because you're going to need it. But yeah.
And for everybody that likes Coors Light, more power to you. You know?
That's right.
You drink more of it than I don't have
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like what you like. But I think that they are missing a real marketing campaign here of just being like, hey, are you getting enough water? Are you getting enough? Like, wouldn't you rather have more water? Like, how about
the beer that hydrates, right? Yeah, there you go.
I mean, just lean into it. Lean right into it and everything.
There you go.
I mean, with all the mashups of things nowadays and everything, I feel like this is just marketing 101. They should just dive right into that. It seems like a really easy one. I did want to touch on a couple of other ones, too, here. We do have some food ones we're going to get into a little bit later, but this one seemed a little interesting. Cincinnati, we go to. Ohio-based ice cream brand Graters just released their newest flavor, Cincinnati chili-flavored ice cream.
Oh.
Skyline Chili is an institution in and around Cincinnati. Okay. Their chili on spaghetti is famous in Ohio and infamous everywhere else.
Infamous, yeah.
They teamed up with Graters for a new flavor called Skyline Spice that's supposed to remind you of the chili without actually being chili. They even put real oyster crackers in it.
Oh wow!
A popular top
ice cream.
In the ice cream, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crackers and ice cream. I don't know.
Oh, no. It's amazing.
Yeah?
Actually, think about graham crackers in...
That's true.
Yeah. And like, with fudge and caramel and...
I think most of the stuff...
The crunch in there is good.
Right. But most of those are like sweet things, you know, that you put in, not just... Because oyster crackers are basically flavorless.
Yeah.
You know, they're with a little, like they have a little salt. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they would add a crunch, but not much else.
And while we're adverse to a savory ice cream, it's popular, like Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Savory ice cream is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Green tea ice cream. Yeah. Actually, it's quite good. I've had it.
Or even, I think there's like an oyster ice cream. There like probably a fish is. Flavor. There's all sorts of savory ice cream flavors. So I guess we shouldn't knock it till we try it.
Yes.
I had chili the other day, and I was so excited because I got, this doesn't happen much to me, where I get a full pack of crackers myself.
Ooh.
And they're not even opened. So I'm excited. I'm sitting crackers. Down. I got everything all set up. I open up the crackers. I take a big bite. Crackers are stale.
No.
Dang it.
Stale crackers.
Man.
The worst.
Stale crackers are what are they? Like, because you don't expect much flavor from crackers as it is. But don't be stale. That's like the one thing we ask of you, crackers.
You can save them with chili. You just crumble them into the chili.
Yeah, you can save it that way.
Yeah. But other than that, that's kind of a bummer.
You can, but it degrades your chili a little bit.
To Melissa's point, at least what she was mentioning with other countries and everything, that's starting to become more and more popular here, with mm-hmm. these ice creams having a little more spice or hot to them or something.
Spicy ice cream.
I guess we've gotten bored with ice cream even. Ice cream has gotten boring to us.
When you said chili, I was thinking chili powder.
Right.
The goulash chili soup stew thing that we make here. Yeah. I would think chili, because they add chili to hot cocoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
So yeah. I would think a chocolate ice cream with a chili.
That would work.
Spice in there would be kind of fantastic.
Mm. Yep. Mm. There's recipes. I've made it myself of chocolate chili. You put chocolate in the chili. It works. Mm. Yep. It works.
Yep.
You had me at chocolate.
So, and second at chili.
Yeah.
We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more food with our friends El Cafe. That's coming up for you with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR. It is time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow. When they open their doors, yep, they'll be open tomorrow, everybody, and keep that in mind. Make plans to head on over to El Cafe tomorrow when they open those doors. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and check out the menu now, though.
Mm-hmm. You can. Go online. Ahead,
maybe scout it out, maybe figure out what you're, maybe eyeball.
They have a new menu, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yes. They're very proud of that, too. Check that out, everybody. You can find out more at lcafewi.com, lcafewi.com. Otherwise, be sure to follow their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Keep up to date with all the cool things they are doing over there. They got a lot of fun stuff lined up, everybody. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. I have five possible qualifiers here. Today.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Seth, give me a 1 through 5.
Four.
All right. Gives us that number. All right. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Max Blanchard.
Happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, Max.
Max, have a great day. Enjoy it. Hope it's a good one for you. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Cyrus Laudenbach.
Happy birthday, Cyrus.
Happy birthday, Cyrus. What a great name.
Great name. Great name. Enjoy your day, Cyrus.
For short.
It's
a
good one. Yes. We wish happy birthday to Craig Liska.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Wishing you a good one, sir. Enjoy your day, Mr. Liska. Mm-hmm. And we wish a very happy birthday to a longtime friend of ours here at WFHR and our whole community, Phil Brown.
Happy
birthday, Phil.
Phil of the Southwood County Historical Corporation and Museum. We appreciate the work that Phil does. One of my favorite people to talk to.
Great local historian,
Man, hours and hours I could talk to Phil. If you are looking for any information about the history of Wisconsin Rapids, I encourage you to check it out. But there is no future without the history. And that's why we need to keep our local historical society around. Yep. Mm-hmm. We need more and more good people over there checking that out. And, volunteering from time to time. Good morning to you, Phil. We appreciate the work you do, sir. And our qualifier today, Stephen Pickett.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Stephen, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you.
Congratulations.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. One of our Hannah Tedder is 38. Female snowboarding superstar. She earned a gold medal for the U.S. with her skills in the halfpipe in 06 Winter Olympics.
Cool.
Picked up a silver medal in the halfpipe in 2010. I don't know if I'll ever forget her routine. I didn't know who she was. And I want to say 06 was some of the earlier years for some of these winter sports. So it was all locked into those. And she just kind of came out of nowhere.
That's cool.
I
love those stories.
And just a real quick side note, a shout out to American Tennis. Madison Keys pulling off a win for the Australian Open for the women this year. Haven't had a lot of Americans win in tennis lately.
No, it's been a while.
It's been a while, so shout out to her for that.
That's cool.
And happy birthday to one of our favorites. I'm not sure if you're a fan or not, Melissa, but I know Seth and I are huge fans of Patton Oswalt. He is 56 today.
All right.
Mm.
Spence on King of Queens and narrated the Goldbergs, Principal Dubbin on AP Bio. Patton Oswalt's been in a ton of stuff, acting-wise. But one of my favorite stand-up comedians, and I know one of yours.
Yes, absolutely. He's one of the smartest And his wordplay is some of my favorite. He's very good at that sort of thing. Yeah, excellent.
I probably appreciate him more for his voiceover work that he has done in like Ratatouille and The Secret Life of Pets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got
but
a
otherwise,
great voice.
No, yep. I'm not super. I recognize him, but
yes, he's got a voice that's very distinctive. Yeah,
mm-hmm. He was on A&E's and
he was in Down Periscope. That's where I recognize him from.
There you go. Yeah,
I forgot about that movie.
That's a great reference. I love that movie. It's I absolutely great love cast. That movie. It does.
Oh, that had an amazing cast. That movie. Yes. Yeah. That script didn't deserve that cast.
No, like, it didn't. It wasn't great.
It was a great cast. Yeah. Great cast. A fun movie. It's a fun movie. Yeah, he was on A&E's and at the Improv back in the day, and I've been just watching him ever since. Mm-hmm. One of the smartest comedians I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And a great storyteller, and completely predicted almost half of the Star Wars stuff. He's got a rant in Parks and Recs where he goes up there and he's filibustering. Now, the writers, Amy Poehler, all these people have been friends with Patton Oswalt for decades, so they know him, and they know this character is built for him. Mm-hmm. And he's going to go up there and like, hey, Pat, we need you to rant for a little bit about Star Wars. Well, you know, whatever you want to do, just go up there and say whatever you want to say. So he goes up there and he starts basically ranting about what he thinks should happen in the Star Wars universe. And a lot of it has happened. A lot of it.
Were they secretly listening to him? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's hilarious. And I give him his royalties, man.
That is good. That's considered one of the highlights of the whole show. His filibuster rant. It's really cool.
It's great to see the actual cut of it. Mm-hmm. And, like, not the, I don't the movie the TV cut is great and everything, but if you see just the straight up cut where they're like laughing and they can't believe it's still going and it's going and he's going.
He actually filibustered. That's great.
Yeah. Tracy Lawrence is 57, country star.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
One of the most unique voices of all time. Mike Patton is 57, genius and singer, songwriter from Faith No More, Mr. Bungle, Peeping Tom, so many other bands too. But, and as I know I mentioned it before, but Mike Patton also, he has like an album out where it's just it's a double album, and it's just him making these weird noises. And then it may not seem like a big deal, but that helped him get into voice work in movies and TV shows, where the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith, he does all the voices of all the vampires.
Really?
Like, all the voices of them.
Wow.
And he's kind of been one of his gigs since.
I don't blame him. He's got an amazing vocal instrument. My goodness.
Yeah. I mean, he can sing 1.5 to 2 octaves.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing. No, that's the average. He has like even more than that.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
He can sing 6 octaves.
Wow. Yeah. He's and he's taking very good care of his voice too, thankfully. Because, man, he is something. And I think one of the most underrated stars of the 90s, like easily. Alan Cumming is 60. Eli Gold on The Good Wife, Gutsy in Smurfs, Nightcrawler in the X-Men movies, Dylan in Instinct. And he is, I thought he was the host of that new show, that reality show, The Traitors or whatever.
He's hosted a couple of shows, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He was the, I don't know if he still is, but he was also the host.
Yeah, he's the host of that, yeah.
He's also the host of American, what is it? Masterpiece Theater Mysteries.
Oh, that's right.
He was for a long time, he was the host of that, too, so.
He's a good actor. He's a good actor and a very good host.
I love his accent.
Oh, yeah.
His Scottish accent. I love it.
Great accent. Bridget Fonda is 61. Single white female, Lake Placid, Singles, just a bunch of stuff for her.
I always enjoyed her.
Good career.
61, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it took me back a little bit.
Underrated role and underrated movie, City Hall.
Yes,
thank very you. Good in that one.
Thank you. Yes, Cusack, Pacino.
Yep,
completely underrated movie, and especially in these times. Like I would like to see that movie actually get a little more popular with the times we're in right now.
Danny Aiello,
Oh, Danny Aiello. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I love Danny. That is a completely underrated movie. Yep. It's a great one. Mimi Rogers is 69 today.
Ooh,
she was in the Austin Powers movies, X Files. She was Agent Dinah Fowley. she was Tom Cruise's first wife as well.
Yes, that's right.
Let's see here. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason is 81 today.
Ooh, oh, wow. They're all getting so old. Pink Floyd is so old.
One of the Hall of Fame great character actors of all time, the wonderful, the incredibly tall James Cromwell is 85.
Love James Cromwell.
All 6'7" of them.
Yes.
American Horror Story, Some of All Fears, The Green Mile, 6 Feet Under. I mean, just a lot of great roles.
Of course, most people remember him as the farmer from Babe. That's right.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, L.A. Confidential, he plays a great role in that.
It's so, yes, another underrated movie, L.A. Confidential. Mm-hmm. Oh, good one. And some people no longer with us, like John Witherspoon, one of the funniest people you'll ever see. Born in 1942, he was Pops in the Wayans Brothers. He was Granddad in the Boondocks. He was Mr. Jones in the Friday movies. Better put some water in that.
God, he's so funny in that movie.
God, I love John. Man, just like one of those go-to things for me if I need a laugh. It's just like looking up John Witherspoon highlights.
Yep.
And just if you can't laugh at those, I don't know if we could be in the same room together. Right? Like, there's something about. I'm not saying that everything he did was funny, but I like 90% of
the
it
best
for me,
his best stuff is hilarious. Yeah.
Him as the granddad on the Boondocks is underrated. It's so good. So good. Donna Reed, born in this day. Mary and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep. Hetero TV show, the Donna Reed show for a while too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She was so darn good in that movie. Mm-hmm. So darn good. And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born in 1756, passed away in 1791. Mm. Everything has been said about him, and it's still being said, and I think that's important to note.
Still probably the greatest opera composer of all time. And he's been, I mean, think of all the time that's passed since he was alive. Still, some of the most amazing music ever created. Oh.
You know, I think of, like, for a lot of us and stuff, we think of like the Beatles or something like that. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty universal band. Man, that music's been popular for a long time. That is pretty impressive. Oh, who's this Wolfgang guy? Oh, wow. Okay.
His music has been popular for centuries.
So that's a legend. Okay. Yeah. That's what a real, like, because we throw the word legend around all the time now.
Yes, it
is nothing to throw that around. We throw around goat all the time. Like, that is an actual legend.
Yes.
That is actual genius right there.
And I don't know if you guys were aware, one of his operas was just performed in Wisconsin Rapids last week.
It was.
The Magic Flute.
Yes.
It was at the Opera for the Young performed it at Howe Elementary on Wednesday last week.
And they hit the other ones because I believe on Fridays when they hit Mead. So, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they've still been performing in the area. It's such a... I didn't know that that's where some of those songs came from because I recognize some of the songs. I've never actually been to an opera. It was really neat to see. And the fact that our you know, kids get to see that at such a young age is so cool.
It's very cool.
I think one of his more underrated ones, too, is that one.
Magic Flute, The Marriage of Figaro.
But I don't know how many Beatles cover bands there are anymore. There's probably some around the world. Probably some, but probably not too many. But this is...
How many people are performing these still? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Just amazing. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to tomorrow get on over to El Cafe and celebrate with them and get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@wfhr.com. Of course, you can email us that way. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Yeah. And feel free to now the whole day call up
715-424-2600. Don't take my job, James.
So sorry.
Although if you call when we're not on air, you'll have to call Pam.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But she'll take your call.
And thank you, everybody, for the birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, indeed.
Going to get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, James here. Thanks so much for joining us. And let's dive into this one right here. As we are, of course, are still in January, where we have a lot of people working to keep those New Year's resolutions or just start the year on a good front. You know, start on a good front and everything, on the good foot. You've probably heard people say that it takes 3 weeks to form a new habit. So if you're still clinging to your New Year's resolutions, well, you might still be struggling.
Yeah, there you go.
You might be wondering about that. Well, in reality, the 21-day thing, well, it probably takes a lot longer than that. New research has shown that forming lasting habits typically requires 2 to 5 months of consistent practice.
Wow.
And it can take closer to a year.
Wow.
Researchers say if you're serious about wanting to form a new habit, it's more important to understand the process than to be fixed on a certain timeline.
Okay.
And here are 6 major takeaways.
Okay.
The first step to forming any new habit is repetition.
Yes.
Gonna be your friend.
The old reps, right? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Early repetitions lead to the biggest gains, and that's probably why it can feel like the habit is locked in about after 3 weeks. They compare it to learning a language. Process is rapid at first, but then it plateaus as we reach higher levels of proficiency.
Right. Okay.
I just said that whole sentence.
That was pretty good.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Get your reps
pretty,
in.
Pretty
there.
Darn proud of that. Cementing new habits takes an extended period of reinforcement, and you should be prepared for it to take up to a year to have built.
Okay.
So then it gets to the point where it's truly automatic and requires minimal conscious effort.
Okay. Muscle memory.
Morning habits tend to form more successfully than evening ones.
Oh, interesting.
Simple actions will clear triggers, like flossing every day become automatic more rapidly, readily than complex behaviors, like sticking to a new workout at the gym.
Right. So the simpler, the better, in other words. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That makes sense.
Yep, it does.
It might even be not a bad idea when it comes to some of these things that, you know, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, maybe knocking it to 5, maybe, you know, or just bringing it down a notch or something like that. And new behaviors that you want to add show stronger habit formation than those assigned to you by others.
Right. That makes sense. Because if you have that desire to do it, I would make sense that you'd be able to stick to it better.
You're also more likely to stick to a new habit if you enjoy it. This sounds obvious, but it can be important in how you design your habits. Mm-hmm. There is a carrot at the end of the stick.
Right.
There is something there for you. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, the median time for forming new habits takes between 59 to 66 days, but it's highly variable and can take up to 355 days to lock in.
Wow. So in other words, be patient. forgive yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't give up, you know. Just keep trying. Don't give up.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Yeah, that's
kind
right.
Of thing.
Yeah.
It's
like
one
you
of
said,
those.
The process is the important part, yeah.
And I think it's important too, like you may think that this is difficult, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But think about the things you have done.
That's
think
a great
about the
point.
Things you have accomplished that seemed impossible to do at first, because I genuinely believe every single person out there listening has done something like that.
I agree.
You've all done something that nobody thought you could do, or you didn't think you could do, and you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Like anything is possible. We've walked on the moon.
Yes.
I mean, why should this be any different?
Right.
You want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, that's doable. You can do it. Like it takes this. It takes work. Mm-hmm. It takes all these things. But it certainly isn't impossible.
No.
And I think that word is becoming less and less needed as we go along here in society, for better and worse.
That's true. Very true. It goes both ways.
If you just keep that in mind, I think a mindset for this is so vital too. Mm-hmm. Is so important. With the repetitions is also, like you said, not beating yourself up or some of those things, but also just really reminding yourself too of the wins that you have had, of wins you've already had with this. You know, if you've been at this, you're 27 days in. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing pretty good.
Right. Right.
Whatever the case might be.
It's kind of easy to get stuck on the negative things. You know. I think that one of the other studies that we've done on the show, I think, is how much more like negative things stick with you than positive reinforcement does at times. So that's a great idea of, like, you know, thinking about the stuff that you have accomplished. You know, wow, I did this, and that means I could try to do this, right? Keep it going.
And keeping in mind, you know, you're the rule maker. Like, you're making the rules. You're in charge here. You decided you wanted to do this. So you are the one to keep you don't owe anybody anything. This is all on you and for you to be able to, like, as far as judgment and all that goes and everything. And
exactly.
I don't know. To me also, that means it's where you have we talked about accountability buddies and some of those things too. But you also have the grace of, okay, today wasn't my best day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back on the horse tomorrow.
Yep. You know? Yep. Try it again.
There's a lot to be said for that. I think.
Exactly.
Okay. There's a lot to be said when you've said that for the last 367 days. Right.
Right.
I'll get back on that horse tomorrow. I'm just going to keep saying that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Keep plugging away, Melissa.
Yep.
You can do it.
You can do it.
I formed a habit of saying I'll get back on that horse tomorrow. It's working really well, guys.
It's so good. So good. I just wanted to let us sit there. It was so good. Monday, like we're not even an hour in, and she's already
on. She's on.
She's on, man. Down. It's great.
I love it. Oh, that's marvelous. That's wonderful.
This is a That Ain't Right story. I'm gonna be honest with you, everybody, right now.
All right.
I do feel like it's something we do need to cover. We are your break. We have been for almost the whole time the morning show has been here, but especially since Carl and I took it over back in the day and everything, we want to be your positive outlook. We want to be something different, something a break from the norm and everything. And we try really hard to do that. But every once in a while, there is a story we got to cover, we got to get into and everything. And so, bacon. We're going to talk a little bacon.
Okay.
And the headline, bacon can raise your risk of dementia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's wrong.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A team of researchers from Harvard School of Public Health just released a new report with data going back almost 50 years. And the bad news is that processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausage, pepperoni, and ham increase the risk of cognitive decline and dementia by 13%.
Oh, no.
And that's even among participants who average just 0.25 servings per day, or about 2 servings per week.
Oh, wow.
Experts say this, quote, increased risk could be reversed by replacing bacon with salmon or any fish, really.
Okay.
Right. For those that have not heard, I think that's few people, because most people, I think, by now have heard of the health benefits of fish,
right?
And fish oil and a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon and other processed meats were never considered to be peak healthiness, but the rep for these foods has taken a seriously hit over the past few years. Last year, the World Cancer Research Fund linked consumption of processed meats with an uptick in cancer rates among young people.
Mm.
And according to a study from 10 years ago, people who eat red meat, red and processed meat every day are 40% more likely to get bowel cancer compared to those who eat it just once a week or less.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow.
Now, I think many out there have probably heard stories too of people who say you've eaten a normal American diet or whatever you want to say most of your life, and then all of a sudden you start going vegan and you do it overnight. And your body doesn't handle that very well.
Right.
Your body needs iron. Your body needs certain things.
Yep.
So that's where supplements and some things come into play. But this is not very different than that. If all you're doing is eating red meat, that's your main course every day, it's probably not great for you.
Yeah.
Just like almost anything. Too much of anything is usually a bad
thing. Usually not a good thing, right.
This isn't telling you can never eat bacon again.
No.
This isn't telling you can't enjoy pepperoni. but it is important.
Moderation.
Yeah, moderation. And I think throwing some fish in there ain't a bad idea. Or getting a fish oil supplement. I don't know. Family Natural Foods, check them out.
Nice. I like that. Smoked bacon, smoked salmon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
smoked salmon
is so good. I mean, it's
anybody
it's
wants
replace it.
Look, I will, for anybody that hasn't had salmon and you're dying to try it, I will come over and I will grill it for you. It only takes like 5 minutes.
It doesn't take that long. No,
I won't be at the
house.
It
takes longer to set up and heat the grill.
I won't even take my shoes off. All right. I mean, but it really doesn't take that long, and it is so worth it. There are so few things it feels like that you cook that don't take a lot of time, but are so rewarding.
Yes,
salmon is way at the top of the list for me.
Love that.
I'm not even a fish guy, but salmon. Like
salmon, tasty.
Especially on a grill. There's something, there's a chew to it that is so good, and it's kind of fun to have different stuff in your diet.
Exactly. Variety is always good. Yeah.
Man, if Thursdays have been Meatloaf Thursdays since like 1998 or something like that, like maybe it's not a bad idea to change it up a little bit.
Yeah. In fact, I think in my family today we are trying. It's a recipe we've done in the past. It's just been a while. A lentil based meatloaf. We're trying today. So we're gonna be doing a little bit different, a meatless Monday today. Yeah,
that is why I just grabbed meatloaf out of like the ether just because I thought it was a funny food. And you're actually having
we're actually gonna
today?
Be making
oh that's wild
meatloaf
that's
made
wild.
Out of beans.
That's
yeah,
that's
lentils.
Wild.
Yeah. Lentils are very versatile and high in protein
and very good for fiber and all kinds of good beans. Mm-hmm. Beans in general. Miracle food. I'm just going to say that.
I have
beans
heard
are great.
I have even heard the word magical approached about them. Magical fruit.
The musical fruit?
I've heard this.
The magical, musical fruit, yes.
I read it in the Daily Mail. Daily Mail is where you can find this complete article. DailyMail.com is where you can find the complete article about that. We will be back with more show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Funky. I'm so sorry for that. I don't know what that was. Welcome back to the show. We are going to be getting into some entertainment in the 9 o'clock hour. We will also have the kitchens open.
All right.
Beth Habegger will be in with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. But as we're going to get ready for some entertainment talk a little bit later, and we're going to talk about albums that were banned at Walmart and things like that. You know how it goes. The theater advertises a movie starts at 7 o'clock, so you can make sure you're in your seat and popcorn and drink at 7. And then you get a ton of car ads and just, you know,
movie
all these
trailers, 10, yeah, 15 yeah. minutes, right? Yeah.
They really slip this in on us, commercials before movies.
Yeah.
Man. I am okay with a half an hour of movie trailers.
Okay.
It's part of what I love about going to the movies. If you tell me, hey, we're just going to barely make the movie, we're going to miss the trailers, I'm not sure I want to go. That's how much I love movie trailers.
Right.
And especially back in the day, it's not so much now, but back in the day, that was the only time you got to see them.
The preview, anything, right. Yeah. We didn't have the internet to check them out. Yeah.
So to me, that's a big one. And start time for a movie is a big deal. So this is an interesting one, and I'm curious to know what you guys think and what the audience feels. 715-424-2600. Followed by, you notice to silence your phones, of course, and then visually locate all exits, and then the previews start, and by the time the actual movie starts, it's like 720, 730, and you're, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, a Connecticut state senator named Martin Looney calls this an abuse of people's time, and he has introduced a bill that would make theaters list the actual start time of the movie you're paying to see.
Okay.
But a theater owner in Stamford pointed out that these are challenging times for movie houses and that they rely on those ads for revenue.
Okay.
Making it easier for people to skip those ads will make companies less likely to pay for them.
Right.
Now, has this stopped people from advertising on YouTube? Or at all?
Nope.
Because most people don't stick around for ads. And what is one of the oldest things, even we, you know, younger kids aren't going to get this, but the three of us will and everything. Commercial break happens. What do? Get your snacks.
Yep.
You run to the bathroom.
Right.
You know, advertisers know this. Do people think advertisers aren't people? Like, they do the same things we do.
Yeah.
And if you're smart at advertising, you know these things and you lean into them, or you have different avenues where people can't really get away from your ads, if you will.
Right.
For lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But this has been the case for advertising since the very first commercial was ever made.
Right.
For the first jingle.
Yeah.
And this has been the case for movies for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the movie industry has been hurting and all that. All of that is fine. And I'm curious. I really am curious how to know people think about this one. But what I'm a little more curious about is, are you tired of politicians doing this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is this the biggest problem in Connecticut? Is
probably
this the
not.
Biggest issue we have right now?
Movie start time.
Yeah. Movie start times. Like, this is it. Like, Connecticut's doing just perfectly fine. And you
and
need
just work with the small stuff, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I know we've got issues with homelessness and jobs and everything, but the movie start time thing, that people, please see through this. Please. I'm begging you to see through these things. How much is this truly going to benefit the average Connecticut's life?
Yeah.
Now, how much
Great
would
point.
Child care help?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's easier?
Yeah.
And what are the people in these people's pockets saying? Because that's where you really have to focus. When we see these stories, I ask you to think a little bit deeper and think about, well, if this is what they're doing, what aren't they doing? Because I'm their boss. You should know these things.
Yes.
You have a job to do. You vote. Being an American citizen ain't all roses, man. You got a job to do. We got to keep democracy in check. We've taken our hand off the wheel, and look where things have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You can think whatever you want about the president. That's a reality star. That's a guy who had no experience who is doing this now and got put in there twice because that's what the American people think of the office. That's what American people think of the job. Because we're not paying attention to the job. We're not paying attention to our politicians. We're letting them just get away with all this. And we just take it. We just take it at election after election after election. We just take it. We don't have to take it.
Nope.
We make the call. We make the decisions here.
Yep.
So if you don't like this, if you don't like that, do something about it.
Yeah.
Reach out to your representatives and tell them the bills that you do want them to work on.
It's your job. It's part of being an American.
Yeah.
Like, do you... for every person that wants to walk around with a USA belt buckle or have their car just flooded with American flags, part of that is also paying attention to politicians. Are they doing the job that we told them to?
Right.
And if they're not, holding them accountable, mm-hmm. and one, not letting them back in office, mm-hmm. and two, finding out who the heck is in their pocket.
Mm, there you go.
And why ain't that in my pocket? Why ain't that money in my pocket? Mm. Like, why are you your job as a politician is not to get rich.
No.
In fact, I think you can make the argument no politician should be rich.
Mm. No.
I'd be with you on that one.
None. Zero.
Right.
Like,
should they make a wage they can live on? Yes.
Sure.
Does it need to be excessive? No.
Not at all.
It, as far as they're concerned, it doesn't need to be for American citizens, certainly not for Wisconsinites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They believe they can an average Wisconsinite can live off minimum wage. Let's see them do it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should set their salary to that, whatever the lowest person their state makes.
I got no issue.
Might make sense.
Yeah. Look, if everything in Connecticut is perfect, then by all means, I will back off and I apologize. I will own that. I am sorry. But let me just double check here. Yeah, yeah. It looks like not everything's perfect in Connecticut. Yeah.
I'm also curious, how many people asked them to do something about it? To do something about movie start times. How many people requested this?
Yeah. Was his inbox just like nothing but people? I can't believe the way they do. You know.
How many Wisconsinites out there, how many of you have been sitting around with your friends, whether it's at the bar, you're watching the game, or you're just sitting around at family dinner, and you know, this ID law, this has really got me, like, I don't really care about child care so much, and I'm not really worried about minimum wage, but boy, this ID law has really got me, I can't sleep at night. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? There is actual work that needs to be done. Like, if everything was fine, sure, I'm all right with that. Hey, minimum wage is this. Hey, child care in this state is good. Mm-hmm. All right, well then, yeah, let's focus on some of these other things. But we got work to do,
yeah.
and we have not been doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots to the wayside, yeah.
So as far as movie start times, like, yeah, I could care less.
I think we could handle that. I think we could be okay with that. Hey, I got an idea. You don't like those? Just time it out so you get into the theater after they're done. You can do that.
Show up to buy your ticket at the movie start time. It gives you enough time to purchase your ticket, buy your popcorn, get your drink, and get into and find your seat, and then the movie starts.
There you go. Perfect timing, right?
Timed out perfect for me for Wicked.
Yep.
Nicely done. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I loved it. Good. It was awesome.
Excellent.
Can I be vulnerable with you guys for a second and share something?
Yeah.
Okay, but you got to keep it between the three of us.
Okay, we'll do it.
When I was like 12 or 13, I thought I had the most brilliant idea in the world that you could just, you could spend like half a ticket. It wouldn't cost a full price movie ticket, but half a ticket, you could go, and for like an hour, it's just movie trailers. It's just the trailers before movies.
That's great. I love that idea. Again, not so big now because you can watch any trailer at any time online.
YouTube,
But at the time, when you're 12 years old, I mean,
it would have been me and the guy with the beeper. Like, both of us, for like a brief moment in time, we're like the kings of the world. Like, oh yeah, we came up with this great idea. And then the cell phone pops out. Then the internet pops out.
Oh,
and we are
gosh.
Broke on the side of the street.
Oh, Lord. That would be hilarious.
I got movie trailers over here. Anybody see some movie trailers?
Anybody?
Come on, $2 for three.
Nice.
I really did think that was a great idea. But,
that was good.
This is a good time, I think, as far as we're talking entertainment and everything, to remind everybody our good friends over at Save of the Arts have an amazing show coming up this Friday. Jeff Allen's show. Allen coming to town, everybody. This amazing comedian who I've used the word vulnerable a little bit this morning. Jeff is not only vulnerable, but comedically vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't an amazing job talking about some of the things that he has gone through while also bringing a funny spin to them. Mm-hmm. I think there is such a relatability with him. I had a great time when he joined us at Midday Magazine. Encourage you to check out that interview. We also got a chance to talk to our friend Ann Lepek from the ODC about Opportunity for Hope.
Yeah.
And with your purchase of these tickets, $3 is going to go to this great cause in helping out with this. That was important to Jeff, that was important to Sally over at the Arts Council, and certainly important to Ann and in this community.
Yes, indeed.
It's a pretty cool situation where you can, it's a win-win. You can go there, you have a great night, enjoy yourself, have some fun. Friday night, come on, you're going to get done with a fish fry, you're going to be feeling good, ready to laugh, and go right over to the pack and check out a great show. All of that, and you can know that, hey, I'm sitting here in the theater laughing my tail off, and I just did good for my community. I just put into my community. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All that being said, you can do all that and you can go for free. You want to go for free? I got two tickets right here. I got two. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Give me one of your favorite comedians.
There you go.
One of your favorite comedians.
That's an easy one.
And boom, just like that, you got two tickets to see Jeff Allen this Friday. Big thank you to Sally Kistner, our friends over at the Arts Council, for those tickets.
Yep.
Call up 715-424-2600 and get these tickets and be listening for the next hour. We've got the Kitchens Open coming up right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.